vegan, protector of the world.
Our programs offer many languages. Please visit suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Nos programas ofrecen plusieurs langues. Veuillez visiter suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Nuestros programas ofrecen varios idiomas. Visiten suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Unsere Sendungen bieten viele Sprachen. Gehen Sie auf suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Because if you keep the precepts, then the precepts will avoid you making bad karma in the future. Yeah. For example, if you keep the precept of not harming others, not killing, then life after life, it depends on how many lives or how clean you keep the precept. You will not get sick.
Please keep watching to find out more.
Supreme Master Qinghai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
Today's episode will be presented in English with subtitles in Arabic, Olesis, also known as Vietnamese, Bulgarian, Chinese, Czech, English, French, German, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Japanese, Korean, Malay, Mongolian, Persian, Polish, Portuguese, Punjabi, Russian, Spanish, Telugu, and Thai. Velkommen means welcome in Norwegian, the official language of Svalbard. My name is Hannah. The citizens of Svalbard, thank you for doing your part in bringing peace and beauty to our world. The Svalbard archipelago is in the Arctic Ocean between Norway and the North Pole. Its population of approximately 3,000 people live on Spitsbergen, one of the region's nine main islands. As Norway's northernmost region, Svalbard is mostly untouched and offers a vast landscape of tundra, ice-covered fjords, mountains and glaciers. During the long winter months, its skies become magically aglow with the celestial northern lights. With 7 national parks and 21 nature reserves, more than 60% of Svalbard's land is protected. This includes vegetation, which is a small but valuable part of the region's fragile ecosystem. The animals of Svalbard are the reindeer, the Arctic fox, whales, seals, and the king of the Arctic, the polar bear. It is prohibited to injure, kill, or even disturb any of these animals. Svalbard helps preserve international seed diversity in its hosting of the Global Seed Vault. This cold storage area contains some 4.5 million seed samples from around the world. Svalbard residents are cheerful and hospitable. Each year, they welcome thousands of Arctic cruise ship visitors whose tours offer an understanding of the area's vulnerability to climate change, as well as an appreciation of its rare beauty. We were genuinely pleased to introduce picture-perfect Svalbard to you, blessed viewers. May your sincere spiritual practice bring you closer to God every day. For decades, Supreme Master Qinghai has illuminated our world with her divine teachings. A fully enlightened master, she imparts the Kuan Yin method of meditation to those desiring to immediately discover the God nature within, to achieve in one lifetime eternal liberation from the cycle of transmigration. The Kuan Yin method has been practiced by all enlightened masters, such as the worshipped world-honored one Shakyamuni Buddha, the worshipped Son of God Jesus Christ, the venerated master and philosopher Confucius, the venerated Lord Krishna, the venerated master and philosopher Lao Tzu, the venerated Lord Mahavira, the beloved Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, Sri Guru Nanak Dev Ji, and many more. Supreme Master Qinghai emphasizes that if we always remember God, render selfless service to others, and follow the laws of the universe, we will reach our highest potential as humans and truly understand our purpose on Earth. An extraordinary living example of compassion, she lovingly and regularly sends material and financial assistance to refugees, the homeless, natural disaster victims, and others needing relief. Supreme Master Qinghai respectfully thanks all special individuals, organizations, leaders, and governments for all your genuine, loving, ongoing support. May heaven bless you forevermore. We, the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association members, are also sincerely grateful for your expressive kindness, wishing you the best. Supreme Master Qinghai receives love and recognition from various organizations, media, governments, individuals, and many awards, such as the 2006 Gusi Peace Prize, considered the Nobel Peace Prize of the East, the World Spiritual Leadership Award in 1994, the Mahavir Award in 2008, February 22nd and October 25th, both proclaimed as the Supreme Master Qinghai Day, an honorary citizen of the United States, etc., and has been honored throughout the years with numerous other awards and accolades for her outstanding philanthropic and humanitarian deeds. etc. We apologize for not being able to show many other awards and honors for lack of space and time. Supreme Master Qinghai respectfully thanks all special individuals, organizations, leaders, and governments for all your genuine, loving, ongoing support. May heaven bless you forevermore. We, the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association members, are also sincerely grateful for your expressive kindness, wishing you the best. A true voice for our beautiful animal friends, Supreme Master Qinghai promotes the peaceful, loving, plant-based diet and envisions, with humanity's awakening to the sacredness of all life, a tranquil and glorious all-vegan world where animals and people live in respectful harmony. Her initiatives included alternative living flyer distribution, the international vegan restaurants Loving Hut, vegan food companies, vegan fur products, Supreme Master Television, as well as writing and speaking to influential government and media leaders, participating in televised conferences on climate change, etc. Whether we are aware of it or not, her efforts have had an enormous influence on global awareness of the animal-friendly lifestyle and how this benevolent way can bring lasting peace among nations while saving our planet from climate change and disasters. Supreme Master Qinghai has traveled worldwide and held discourses with the public and her disciples on a variety of spiritual topics. Today, we are blessed to present one of these insightful lectures entitled Buddhist Stories, The Hundred-Headed Fish, The Peaceful Heaven Being's Deeds, and The Triastrimsa Heaven Gatherings, Part 3 of 8 on Between Master and Disciples, given in English on August 9, 2015 in Roquebrune, Cap-Martin, France.
So Katile listened to his mother. Oh God, what a mother is for. And then whenever he discussed, you know, or debated with the monks, and then when he lost, of course, on this topic, then he screamed and scolded them and degraded them. You are a stupid person. You are just animals. You know nothing. And then he called them like, you just like a dog's head, you know? Pig's head, or this animal's head, or that animal's head, meaning stupid, no brain, little brain, something like that, yeah? So every time he was very, very fiercely scolding the monks like that. In this phase of the story, the Buddha reminded everyone that, Anand, you should know that Katile, because of his wickedness inside his heart, and has been yelling and defaming the monks at that time. Therefore, he has become the fish with 100 different animals' heads on his body. And then Anand asked the Buddha, praised the world honored one, Katile, when will he be able to liberate himself, be liberated from this fishy, you know, 100-head fish. So the Buddha said, Anand, you should know, even if I use my Buddha wisdom eye to check, it's a long, long, long time still. Yeah. Maybe in the Chanto era, when the Buddha comes out, when 1,000 Buddhas already passed away, meaning after him, eh? And then 1,000 Buddhas also come out to the world and then pass away already? Still not yet. Still this Attile will not be liberated from this kind of incarnation as a fish with 100 heads. After I and all the bhikkhu heard that, I mean Anand, all of us, you know, had goosebumps and trembled with fear. Yeah. Also were feeling so sorry, so pitiful. And we all said, oh, please, all beings, take care of your actions, your speech, and your thoughts. Be very careful what you think, what you say, what you do. Always be good, do good, think good, yes. After the Buddha and the Sangha talked with each other as thus, all the 500 fishermen and 500 cowboys, they were all also very scared. They all knelt down, put their palms together, and wanted to become monks under his guidance. Yes. So, of course, the Buddha say, welcome, bhikkhu. So he had another 1,000 monks. Wow, the riverbank is big, huh? Yeah. Otherwise, how can they, you know, they sit all together like that and kneel in front of him? 1,000 people kneel in front of him at the same time, including other many thousands of monks already kneeling there. Understand? Maybe we should find a riverbank somewhere. Yeah, and we just buy a generator to get electricity. But in that case, can we have internet? Broadband like this in order to broadcast the whole world or not? No, huh? Yes, no, no, yes, yes? Maybe? How?
Wireless.
Wireless? Uh-huh. You mean the chip?
We have 4G everywhere.
Uh-huh. Okay. Everywhere, I mean Asia also.
In Asia, in some countries.
Oh, no, here because we have cable, you know?
Yeah.
Official connection internet. But if we have just internet card, internet chip, is that good enough? I don't know. In one of the countries where there's no electricity, no water, I told you, we have internet chip, but it's so difficult, so slow, just to download a little page, one page of information. Picture, forget it. And had to go all the way on the road, not on my mountain, cannot. Have to go all the way down to the main big, not really big road, but a country road for that community. And maybe he can, yeah. And if I want to telephone, sometimes I have to go. Oh, no, it's not okay. I go all over the place. Looking at the telephone, cannot even talk. Keep looking for the bar. Yeah, I'm telling you. And if I text sometime, I told you already, if I'm too excited or forget, or my dog comes, wow, wow, and then I forget, I push the wrong button, everything gone. But that's not too bad, the button, sometimes I try to remember. But if those, you know, iPhone, just breathe and it's gone. You know, like I look here and I scratch my head, then it's gone. Just wave your hand, you know, then it's gone. No, I exaggerated. But it's so difficult, you know. Normally you just swipe your hand and then something changes. Sometimes I don't know, I just want to scratch here. The phone thinks I swipe my hand. And then everything's gone, I have to begin all over again. And it was already difficult for me to begin before, you know. I did learn some computer before, you know, a little bit how to, before when we had SMTV, you know, Supreme Master TV. I have to check most of the news and stuff, you know, when I can, yeah. So I learned how to take out the information, and then, but I couldn't send it back. So I had to write it down, okay, page one, paragraph two, you know, and then I write the whole sentence and I put the correction on it. And then after I collected all the corrections, then I asked one of your brothers to come and send it. All right. And these 1,000 people, 500 fishermen and 500 cowboys, followed the Buddha, became monks, and not too long afterwards, they cleansed all their karma and they attained arahant level. for the sake of the big assembly, the Buddha taught them again about the Four Noble Truths. Okay? Like to be born, to die, to be old, and to suffer during the lifetime. And how to erase the suffering, a path to erase the suffering. Yeah? Okay? That's another long story. Like one of the eight ways of purification I told you before, that's one of the ways to erase suffering. Yeah, and not to be born again. Or to be born, but be in a very, very high position, prosperous, happy, etc. Because if you keep the precepts, then the precepts will avoid you making bad karma in the future. Yeah. For example, if you keep the precept of not harming others, not killing, then life after life, it depends on how many lives or how clean you keep the precept. You will not get sick. Okay, you might die, of course, one day, but during the lifetime, you won't get sick. If you keep the precept of non-stealing, then nobody, no robber will ever touch your house. For example, like that. Okay? Yeah. Every precept has a consequence. Yeah, a good karma to bring with. Okay, yeah. Anybody wants to hear some more stories?
Yes, everybody. Yes.
How many? Raise hands. Okay, this is a better story for a change. Okay, huh? Yeah, and then maybe after I read that. Thus I have heard, it's a story from Anand computer again. Yeah. One time the Buddha stayed in Save country in the golden garden of Kap Kodok and the prince Kedar. Remember? Remember the garden? Yes or no?
Yes.
How many yes? Only three, four? The garden of the prince Kedar. Yeah. That the billionaire has to use a
gold bricks
to pave it. Yeah, gold brick, gold bars to pave it if he wants to buy that garden. Why bother? You know, in Africa, 5 million square meters, only 500,000 euros. Uh-huh. Yeah. If he knew, he would go there and buy instead. Instead of taking all the gold reserves from your bank and pave that garden, he would go to Africa or some other country that's cheaper, you know, Siberia, whatever, yeah? It's cheaper, right?
Yes.
Yeah. In some of the countries, they give you land for free. Yeah, so that you go develop their land. I know one of it. Not Venezuela, somewhere nearby? Not Honduras? I forgot. I was there before. I forgot.
Belize?
Huh?
Belize?
Belize, for example. They give you land for free. Yeah. But over there, they don't have soy sauce. They don't have... Very little things, you know? They sell small in a small little hut. Even Chinese shop, I asked, do you have any tofu? So I said, what do you cook around here? We cook whatever the land offers. If they want to buy tofu, sometimes they have to go across to go to Mexico. Or America. You know. Okay. Maybe you go to Belize, huh? Ask the government to give us some free land. Then we'll bring tofu, soya sauce, we'll bring everything inside. Everybody can enjoy together. All right. I don't know, it's not like you just have land, you must also have some affinity with it, yeah? And any land has to offer us some freedom, you know, to freedom of speech, to gather without hindrance. Otherwise, it's not about land, huh? Okay, this time we are going to heaven, not on earth anymore. Okay, this chapter is about a heaven called Teng Ke Tian, maybe, I think, peaceful, you know, peaceful heaven, yeah. If it is according to this word, means peaceful heaven, yeah. Thus I have heard, at one time the Buddha in the same country, Save, in the golden garden of the Prince Kida. At that time, one day about evening, suddenly there was a beam of light from the heaven shining down onto the whole garden. And inside this great shining light, there was one being, very big, very handsome, very strong. And his body emitted like a diamond kind of aura. And he flew down inside where the Buddha resided. He was down in front of Buddha, and then he walked around the Buddha three times, and then went back in front of Buddha, knelt there, knelt in front of the Buddha, and said, "Praised be the Buddha. I am from the heaven of peace. I have heard that you came down to the planet Earth to save beings and bring them blessings also from heaven. I thought it is very rare that the Buddha appears first, so I'm here with the utmost respect and sincerity. Please accept my offering tomorrow that I can offer, you know, water and a vegan diet. Water for bath, yeah? In India, many thousand monks. That's why the Buddha, one of the precepts for the monks is you don't take a bath more than once every half a month, twice a month. Yeah. Just to save the water, you know? Just like here, you can't bathe every day, huh? Yeah, when you need, really, but not everybody come and shower every day, my God. So we use a dry cleaning system, remember? Yeah, I do the same. I do the same. But even if I take a shower, I use a bucket, a kind of low bucket and round, standing there so that all the water runs inside there. And I use it to flush the toilet. And I wash my hands also inside. And then I use it, yeah. So no problem. He pleaded with the Buddha and the Sangha to accept his offering of water for bath, shower, as well as vegan food. Yeah. So the Buddha praised him that he had such a sincerity, wanting to do meritorious deeds. So he accepted, the Buddha accepted. So this being flew back to his house, no, his home in heaven. And he brought all the beautiful food and drinks from heaven down to earth. Yeah. And then he brought a lot of facilities or anything that facilitates the shower and the bath. Yeah, he brought it all down. And then the water, he brought all the clothes, you know, bath, robes, house, everything. Yeah, from heaven down. And then he even manifested many bathhouses, yeah, many shower houses, many rooms. And then he made the water already mixed well, not cold, not hot, yeah, just fine. With a thermometer, check it out. How many degrees is good, yeah. And then also, these things even brought these grasses to brush your body. They use a kind of brush, different. Maybe they say grass to brush, but probably special grass, just like we use a brush nowadays. And then he even brought down oil, yeah, like body cream, first class, from heaven's supermarket, yeah, everything down. Okay. And then after he arranged everything, he came and invited the Buddha to take a shower. Of course, the Sangha also, huh? Yeah, maybe. And then after that, the Buddha came back to his own room. And then he came to the Buddha and said, "Praise be the world honored one. The vegan meal is all ready. Please come and enjoy." So after the Buddha and all the Sangha finished their bath, yeah, put back their clothes and everything, they went out and enjoyed the vegan meal. And then they went back. After that, Toi means Anan, yeah, means I mean Anan, came in front of the Buddha and asked again, How come no other Sangha ever asked him? Always on and asked. I guess other people don't dare, you know, so they put down a set, a notice, and I go ask. For me, yeah. You are the assistant of Buddha. Go ask. Okay.
Buồn ngồi bên song cửa, nhìn mây nước ngoài xa, nghe tiếng người trước ngõ, ngỡ chàng về thăm ta.
Inspiring viewers, we appreciate your company for today's episode entitled Buddhist Stories, The Hundred-Headed Fish, The Peaceful Heaven Beings' Deeds, and The Triastrimsa Heaven Gatherings, Part 3 of 8 on Between Master and Disciples. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for more positive programming. May your lives be full of wonderful and miraculous encounters.
Our programs offer many languages. Please visit suprememastertv.com/schedule and suprememastertv.com/BMD.
Vegan, for the God chosen.